coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And good, beautiful Saturday morning to you, and welcome to the Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. Today we are located at the Eastern Shore Hyundai Studio in the Genesis Room and glad to have you on board with us right here in Daphne, Alabama. I am Randy Bergen, joined by Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Glasser. Guys, today's show is dedicated to a longtime friend, Vic Knight. Vic passed away after battling cancer for quite some time. 62 years old. Coach?
Yeah, last Saturday morning we got that phone call as we got home that Vic had passed away, and of course our prayers and condolences go out to Katie and the kids, and it's a tough loss for a lot of people. Those of us that are in radio, and I know Ben Thomas wrote just a remarkable story about Vic and their relationship, but Vic was such a friend to so many of us. He worked there at the Senior Bowl for so many years, and then he worked with the Michigan group, and I know Joe Michigan and those guys are really going to miss Vic. And, you know, he struggled for a long time with that sickness, Mark, and just he fought valiantly. And, you know, I know you saw him a couple of times, and he and I talked a couple of times. And, boy, he was going through some tough times, but now he's a healed body, that's for sure.
No doubt. And, man, it was I was so fortunate to get to see him a couple of weeks ago when our baseball team was playing out at 64 and we were playing a game, and he had come up to watch. I think it was the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he was sitting in the truck, and I got to go over and see him, and I knew he felt bad. You could tell. But the first thing out of his mouth, he goes, "Man, isn't this great? Baseball, and, you know, here in Daphne, watching our kids play it from Bayside." And he goes, "Man, I love this stuff, you know." And because he used to do the play-by-play, and then he'd do the – he was the announcer for our baseball games, you know, for a long time. And that's how I really got to know Vic. And it was just a really sweet moment to be able to spend with him. And, you know, all he asked me to do when I left him, I said, you know, he said, "Man, just pray for me and my family." And that's all there is to it. And, you know, but like you said, he is no longer in pain.
Right.
And that's a relief because he was hurt.
Yep. Good man. Good man to everybody that met him. He was a friend to all.
Absolutely.
And we're going to miss him. And just our prayers are, again, with Katie and the entire family.
No doubt. Hey, we're going to get Charlie to push those buttons real quick. We had a little reverb going on back here. But we've got to do this real quick. Got to say congratulations, Coach Mark Lasseter. You get you a state championship, my man.
Man, I tell you what, and it's nothing about me. It is all about that bunch of kids, and I like the clapping in the background. I really
that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They're all here for you.
They're all here for me. Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it. I'll give you the beauty pageant wave here in a moment. But I'm so proud of those kids. I mean, I just can't. And what's the great thing about it is I was watching last night. I was watching our soccer team play Collinsville for the state championship.
Yeah.
I know we're going to talk about it in a little bit, but I got a picture this morning of two of our golfers, Luke Ferguson and Jack Hicks, two golfers that also play on the soccer team. So they left Saturday with us. We were in fact, we picked them up in Birmingham Saturday on the way. They played Westminster Oak Mountain, picked them up. They'd won the game, picked them up, put them in the van, drove up, practiced round on Sunday. And then Monday and Tuesday, of course, we won the state championship. Luke and Jack's dads were all there. Mom was there. And they stayed up. And then last night I got a picture of those two with another state. They won two state championships in 1 week.
That's pretty special.
That's pretty good.
That is.
And I was really proud for both of those kids. They're just fat. I'm proud for all of them. Don't get me wrong. I'm so proud for I watched that game on National Federation. And it was a good ball game. I think Luke's brother, and Jamie Ferguson, Coach Ferguson, our athletic director and soccer coach, his son scored the goal. And it was like his mama said, his last soccer game, last time to be coached by his dad, last time to play with his brother. He scores the winning goal and is named the most valuable player. It's a pretty good way
to play.
That's
pretty good.
That is good. Yeah. That's good. That's really good. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, you guys at Bayside have had a heck of a year.
We have.
I mean, you've had a heck of a year. You think of all the state championships you guys have won
I
there?
I think that was seven last night.
That's
that
amazing.
Seven, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, our track program, Joe Swaggart, won boys and girls this year. They won girls cross country. I think I've got all these figured out in my head.
Yeah.
And won girls cross country. Of course, Ann won another volleyball.
Yeah. Another one.
Yeah. State championship. And our tennis team, we had Darcy Puckett on not long ago. Our tennis girls tennis team won state. And then our boys golf team won state. And our boys soccer team won state. And
that's pretty good.
You know, our baseball team went to the third round. Our girls soccer went to the quarterfinals. Our football team made the second round of the playoffs. So it's been a good year.
Great year.
Been a great year at Bayside. And just appreciate, you know, as a coach and a father, I just appreciate all our coaches and all that they do. And I don't want to leave out our girls basketball team, who had a really good year this year. So, anyway, congratulations to Bayside for just a fantastic year.
No doubt about it. Hey, guys, we have got a packed show for you today. On the Pipes Midtown Communication Line, coming up in the next segment, Ray Schuessler. He's the Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. He's not only the swing coach for PGA Champions Tour Pensacola's Joe Durant, but also the swing coach for some juniors that just won state golf championship.
Two of them, yeah.
West, right. We'll talk to him about that coming up. At the bottom of the hour, Gavin Schmidt, a Saraland tennis player. He's going to be on with us, Coach.
Yeah, Gavin is a wonderful story. Gavin, at birth, had from his knee down, had his right leg amputated, and it was one of those things where the umbilical cord got wrapped around, I think. But to watch Gavin Schmidt play tennis is amazing. He's out there playing. He may be as fierce a competitor as I've ever seen, and it's just a wonderful story. And it really the story there is you don't ever give up.
No,
you never give up. And he learned to play tennis, and his coach is such a wonderful guy. And Chip just does a great job with him out at Saraland, and it'll be fun to hear Gavin's story as he tells us about that. He's a big time fisherman too.
So, is he?
Yeah, he's quite a story.
That's awesome. At 8:45, UMS Wright boys golf coach Adam Boehm will be on as the Bulldogs. They win and state championship, boys and girls in golf.
Yeah.
So he's going to be
on. Cozio won the girls championship, and I think Ray's got one of Jay's girls on his team, Francis
Brown.
Brown.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think she plays, or helps her swing coach. And
she was a medalist, too.
Yes.
She's like committed.
Oh, she's just a freshman, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So he had three medalists.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun.
Doing a pretty good job.
He's on his way to Birmingham.
That's
for the
awesome.
Region. So to hang out with Joe and watch Joe and all that, we'll talk a little about that.
So we got to tell everybody that Adam is going out a winner.
Yes,
he is.
Oh, I'm going to miss that guy.
Yeah, I know.
He
and Patricia are going home.
They're going back to
Cincinnati. Right. And, boy, that's two. We're going to miss both of those at UMS Wright. Patricia, of course, is Director of Curriculum and Development. And Adam, of course, has just been a perennial state championship.
Yeah, he has. Done a great job there.
Yeah, he sure has.
I tell you, this first hour is going to go by fast. Second hour at the top, 9 o'clock, Roger Breland and Jason Breland will be with us, Coach.
Yeah, we're excited about this. Roger Breland, most of you know, is the director of he is the guy at the University of Mobile as far as music, Christian contemporary music, and been a friend of ours for a long time. And they're having their 50th anniversary of Truth. And some really, really big names in contemporary Christian music are going to be here the middle of June. And we're going to get Jason, who is Roger's son, and he's really the spoke in the wheels of this thing. He's making this thing come about. They've had to cancel it for a couple of years, but this is the 50th anniversary of Truth. And I know many of our listeners know who Truth is, and they were the genesis of some great music for him. Just some great Christian performers, and we're going to talk to Roger and Jason about that at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun talking with them. Also, our host here at Eastern Shore Hyundai, Sean Espahani Jr., he's going to hang out with us. Now, if you remember last week, we were over at the luxury cars, and we got to talk all about those cars. He's going to tell us all about Hyundais today.
Man.
So, it's going to be a fun show. I don't think there's any question about it. Yeah. Certainly want to welcome all our friends on board with us listening on great radio stations in Central Alabama. It's Fox Sports Central Alabama on 98.3 FM, Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, coach one of your favorite places, Lake Martin in Sylacauga. All those folks out there in the Central Alabama area, good morning to you. And if you're along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and the Emerald Coast of Florida, you've got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll visit with Ray Schuessler right here on PSR.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. The best bump music right there you could ever play. Right there. Right there.
No doubt.
Little Steely Dan.
I could listen to Steely Dan all morning long.
I generally do.
I can promise you when I'm playing golf with Steely Dan and Boss Cash, Coach, you know that.
I know that.
You know
I'm going to get me one of those headset things so when I'm on my little riding lawnmower, and I mean little riding lawnmower, riding around cutting my grass, I can listen to Steely Dan.
There you go. Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report. By the way, I've got to mention we threw some congratulations out to you and to Bayside, to UMS, right? Charlie wanted to play more Steely Dan.
I don't blame him.
That's okay.
I don't blame him.
I would rather listen to that than me. So, but we can't forget, and we get texts from a lot of folks, okay? But we can't forget, back-to-back state champions in golf, the Elba Tigers.
That doesn't come but from one guy.
One guy.
Big 89. You.
Big 89.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Ah,
boy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so glad he's listening to us this morning.
Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Russ.
I think he's actually headed to the Donnie Warren Golf Charity event. So.
Good.
Hey, but let's talk a little more golf. We're going to do that, and we're going to go to our Pops communication line and talk with a good friend of ours, Ray Schuessler, the Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Ray, how are you doing, my brother?
I'm great. Thank y'all. I'm just letting you know I might cut off. I just got off the interstate into the mountains trying to navigate to Greystone, but so far so good.
Well, and the reason you're going up there, obviously, is because you've got the Regents Tradition. That's the an event on the PGA Champions Tour. And you're the swing coach for Pensacola's Joe Durant. Talk a little bit about that and what you're going to go up there and work with Joe on.
Well, I'm going to go watch him play today, just kind of observe what's going on the course. And he's trending. You know, he's making a lot of birdies, but texting last night, he just got some unforced errors, just kind of mental mistakes. And we're just going to try to figure that out this weekend to get him ready for the rest of the year. But he's excited. He says he's hitting a lot of good shots. His good shots are really good, but his bad, you know, he's three-putting at times when it just kind of doesn't need to. And then he said last night his bad shots just got in a bad spot. So, you know, that's golf, you know, at the end of the day. Both days he's gotten off to good starts, 32 on the front, you know, and he just roller coaster kind of rounds lately. He had 8 birdies last Sunday in Atlanta, but he had 4 bogeys. So it's just he says it's mostly mental. He thinks, and hopefully we'll get it figured out for the rest of the year.
Hey, Ray, good morning. Rick here. You've got 3 or 4 of your players that play high school golf that just had tremendous high school state golf tournaments, and I know that is so important, junior golf is, to you. Talk a little bit about the players that you had that won state championships. A couple of them were medalists, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, Rick, great to hear from you. Little Francis Brown, you know Francis, freshman at UMS,
yeah.
And just works her tail off. She was out the very next day after she had won, you know, just grinded, you know, and it's such a treat to be able to help a young junior golfer that understands the work ethic, not that they all don't, but, you know, she gets it. She really does.
Yeah.
And Cole Camiotti, I've worked with him since he's about a 6th grader at Bayside, and just an outstanding young man. He's going to, you know, go to a school that fits his major. He wants to be an engineer, small school in Missouri, kind of like Joe Durant. He went to Huntington, worked out pretty good for him. And everybody on his golf team is going to be is majoring in engineer. How about that?
Right.
Engineering.
Yeah, it's Ray. It's Missouri School of Science and Technology.
Yeah. So
I think he's majoring in mechanical engineering.
Family, great people, and so happy for him to finish his high school career with an individual and state title.
We're visiting Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Ray, also, let's not forget the little eighth grader Bayshore Christian, Michael Heaton.
Michael, I mean, when I found out that he, you know, got lost in all the other kids that I, you know, and then I talked to his dad yesterday, and Michael is, you know, like you said, he's an eighth grader, small private school, and Michael, they came to me years ago in Gulf Shores, and he's just a little bitty thing, but he just had this, you know, it was just this energy about him and passion to get better, just such a positive young man. And to see him and, you know, at a pretty young age win a state title is pretty exciting. So he's just infectious. He just loves the game, and he just wants to see how good he can get.
You know, Ray, and I think that's one of the things that we love about high school sports, obviously, is watching these kids, these juniors mature. But as you start working with these junior golfers at such a young age and watch them mature, that's got to be quite an accomplishment to watch them to see their growth, but not only in the sport of golf, but also the character that they mature into.
Huge. You just hit the nail on the head. Character. Coach Cleveland understands that, and all three of them have it.
Well, you know, and Ray, you know, I go back. Let me tell you this, Ray. I've told you this 1,000 times, I guess, but I think about your daddy all the time, and that's a word that your daddy used just about every time he and I had a conversation. And now I hear his son talking about it. And when I think about these golfers, just the ones I know at UMS Wright, I'm just talking about great character kids who are, I'm talking about better than average in the classroom. I'm talking about high echelon kids, students in the classroom. It's the same thing with the ones that Mark coaches. And, you know, they're just special kids that have to have a discipline in both the classroom and on the golf course, and they exhibit that. And when you talk about it, it just makes my heart, it makes it pump even faster because I know where you came from. I'm telling you.
Well, so, Rick, you're kind to say that, yeah. You know, Dad was a real quiet guy, but he was big on character. And
boy.
And so you're very kind. Yeah, I mean, you got to have it, don't you? I mean, if you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the other ingredients and understand the other parts of it, it's just not going to happen. I mean, Joe Durant's another perfect example of that. He's not a nicer guy out there. You don't have to be a arrogant, you know what, to compete at this game. You can hold your, you know, behave, yes sir, no sir. Thank the golf professional after you've had a golf tournament at their facility. Write them a little letter. Say thanks for having us and just carry. You know, there's a lot of great golfers around the world, but what you're going to be remembered for is how you carried yourself when you play golf.
You know, and we're visiting Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. And Ray, talking about Joe Durant right there, of course, we did the show at the Rapiscan Systems Classic over in Mississippi a month or so ago. Followed Joe, talked to Joe after the round, and he had some things going on. But right there, that word character was very evident with him during his round and after his round.
Yeah. He got kind of blindsided by his caddy that he's had out there for about 12 years. And, you know, his caddy's, you know, been with him a long time, but he's just getting a little older, and he told him after the round he's not sure he could finish the year, and it kind of blindsided Joe. So he's in the middle of trying to figure that out right now.
That's tough, right?
Had some
that's tough
knee issues. So he's hanging in there. He's excited for the rest of the year. He's very, you know, he's, you know, when you're coaching, as Rick knows, and Randy, you know, you play sports. Sorry about my GPS, but what will we do without it?
It's all right, pal. Just take.
You're almost there. You're almost there.
Right. Just take a left down there at the bottom of the hill. I promise you.
Hey.
You got to stay positive. You got to try to keep them positive, and that's part. Even as much success as Joe has had, we talk about the mental part all the time, and it's
right.
Part of being an athlete.
Hey, buddy, our time is up, man. It went by too fast. Look,
Okay. Tell
Joe we said hello. Congratulations again, and we'll be talking real soon. Okay.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, there you go.
They don't get much better than that right there.
Good guy.
Ray Schuster. Hey, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll talk with Sarahland tennis player Gavin Schmidt is up next on PSR.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The Pumps Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and we're broadcasting live today from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room. It is our man cave away from our man cave. Huh?
Yeah,
this is the place
absolutely.
To be, I'm going to tell you. Certainly is. Sean Esfahani Jr. is going to be on with us coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk about some Hyundais and what's going on over here at Eastern Shore Hyundai. Today's show dedicated to Vic Knight, a longtime friend and part of that Michigan group and Senior Bowl. We were talking about that a few moments ago, Rick. With Ray Schuster. His dad was director of that for quite some time. Wasn't
he sure was one of the kindest, gentlest men I've ever been around. I'll tell some stories that I was able to be a part of with Mr. Schuster on a different show one day, but he really made an influence in my life. Randy, local attorney Braxton counts as a lobbyist in both Montgomery, Alabama, and Washington, D.C. Braxton has joined forces with former Tennessee Congressman Jimmy Duncan to assist you with governmental affair problems. Now, both of these gentlemen have great influence in both Montgomery and Washington, and many of you rely on either the state or the federal government for their businesses. Braxton counts and Jimmy Duncan can put you in front of the right people to assist you. It's all about relationships, and both Braxton and Jimmy have those connections to assist you. Give Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900. Randy and Mark, we're fixing to have a young man that's very, very special to many people in high school tennis. But before I do that, before I bring Gavin Schmidt on, I want to send out condolences from PSR, our entire family here, to Sonny Callaway was a wonderful, wonderful congressman for us here in this area. His wife, Karen, died in an automobile accident this week. And it was just all of a sudden. And we send our condolences out to the family of Karen Callaway. And it's a tough time. Tough time right now for that family. And we certainly send out our condolences and hope that we can express that a little bit later on to them in person, because that's a real tragedy. I met this young man during tennis season. Gavin Schmidt plays tennis for Sarahland, and Chip is his coach, and Chip is just a wonderful, wonderful tennis guy and one of the finest guys I know in high school tennis. And I want to welcome Gavin to Prep Sports Report. Gavin, good morning, pal.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing great. We're doing great. You know, Gavin, one of the things that has just been an inspiration, not only to our team at UMS, but everybody that has played you guys out at Sarahland, and we love your coach. I'll tell you that first of all. Chip does a great job with tennis out there and just carries on the tradition that's going on out there with the Sarahland City Schools. But I want you to tell folks about your journey. When you were born, you lost your leg, and you wear a prosthesis now. Tell us about that, and tell us how you got involved in high school tennis.
Yes, sir. So whenever I was Well, first and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's helped me the way through my whole journey in life. I've had a lot of downs. I've had a lot of ups, and he's kept me humble through all of those. But when I was born, I had a limb deficiency, and it was called fibula hemimelia. And it was noticeable because my right foot was a lot smaller than my left. And my parents were faced with a hard decision on how they wanted to come about it. There was options like bone extension and things like this. And obviously amputation was an option. And they, through many prayers, through a lot of consideration, they finally settled on amputation after they think it was a God-like miracle that they saw this boy at one of our doctor's visits. He was running around on he was missing two legs, and he was just running around, not missing a beat. So after they sat down and talked to him and he showed them how he put on his leg and everything like that, they said they think amputation was the way to go, so I'm able to not miss a beat. And sure enough, after the surgery, I'm a below knee amputee, and I'm missing my right foot. I haven't missed a beat since because I have played sports my whole life. I played baseball growing up. And one thing I take away from baseball is in park ball, I'd make all-stars. So I was pretty happy about that. But, you know, baseball was my number one. But whenever I got to try out for the middle school team in eighth grade, failed to meet the expectations, and I didn't make the team. So I kind of looked on it, and I said, all right, what should I do for my high school? What sports should I take up? What should I do? And I didn't choose tennis. I chose golf. It came more natural to me, and I had a buddy who was playing it right alongside of me. So I played it for 3 years in high school, along with fishing. Me and my dad started a fishing team at our high school, and that's obviously been my number one focus between the two. But I played a lot of golf, and I loved it. But my senior year, I wanted to try something new to see, like, how good I could get at something in 1 year. And sure enough, I was playing disc golf with Mr. Chip, and he told me one day to come out there and film a hype video for the tennis team to get more people interested, because I was filming hype videos for football and was another sport, volleyball, that was at that time. And so he wanted me to come up there and get some more people interested. So when I showed up to that practice, I didn't have a camera in my hand. I had a racket. He was kind of confused.
That's cool.
But anyways, he gave me the chance. He gave me a chance to prove myself. And after evaluation matches, I had placed me a spot on varsity. And that's all I could ask for after just starting tennis, not even a month before. So, and I worked hard each day after tennis. I didn't let it get to me. Like, I never had anybody talk to me that my leg would hold me back, but I always had that thought in the back of my mind. Nobody's going to be better than me just because I have a prosthetic. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work just as hard as them. I'm going to work maybe a little more harder than them. Saying that, I would stay after practice each and every day. Probably I shouldn't have. I should have went to work. But I would stay after practice, and I'd work on my serve. That was one of my big things as a starting player, just trying to get a first serve in. But I would just work really hard with that, and I'd get some people to stay back and help me a little bit. And Mr. Chip, he would stay back after a match. He'd help me too. And I'm very grateful for him. He taught me a lot in my first year, and I was able to have a pretty good season with him, and I'm very happy that I played.
Well, you know, we're talking to Gavin Smith, who plays high school tennis at Saraland, and if you've never seen a young man with a prosthetic play high school tennis, you should watch Gavin play, because he doesn't miss a beat, guys. I'm telling you, it's remarkable. He's such a fierce competitor, but he's such a kind gentleman on the court as well. And, you know, when you see a young man that smiles and laughs after he makes a mistake, but that fire's burning inside of him. I'm telling you, it's a joy to watch. And Gavin, I had a chance to speak with your dad for a few minutes, and, you know, it's like he said. He said, no, what Gavin wants is he wants his opponent to play the very best he can play and give him his best shot. You never want anybody just to go out there, and when they see you with a prosthetic, they say, well, I'm going to take it easy on him, because if they do that, they're going to get their fanny beat, Mark. That's for sure.
Exactly.
But second of all, that's just the way you've been raised, and your faith is so important to you, and you're lucky you got a coach whose faith is the same as yours, and y'all are strong believers. But, buddy, when it comes to competition, you want that other guy to know that I'm out here to whip your fanny, and, you know, don't try to slack up on me, because if you do, you're going to lose. Love that about you, Gavin. Love that. So tell us about your future. Now, I know you've got some things in your future that we're really excited about. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this next year coming up. I got offered this past summer a fishing scholarship at the number one fishing team in the nation, and that's the University of Montevallo. And wow. When he offered me, I was kind of confused because I didn't think I was that good, but he reached out to me, and he offered me, and I'm more than grateful for that. So I'm going to continue my education at University of Montevallo for at least two more years, and I'm going to proceed and go for a mechanical engineering degree at the University of Alabama.
Well, that is awesome.
That's fantastic.
That is awesome. Gavin, you got so many of us. I can tell you our entire tennis team at UMS Wright is pulling for you, and there's so many coaches that I talked to along the way that just you have inspired so many of us with your competitive spirit and your kind, gentle heart as a competitor. But I can tell you this, we're excited for you, and you have really, really, really opened our eyes to what competition is all about. And we're very proud of you, and we want to stay connected with you, and we'll certainly stay in touch with you, pal.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I also want to thank your tennis team, because they were honestly one of the nicest people that I played against too. We were both laughing at my mistake and his mistake. it was always a fun time playing. But I just want to say before I let go or whatever, that whatever people think that's holding them back, or I don't want to do this because they just make up these excuses because they don't think they're good enough, just go push through it. If you put your mind to something, anything is possible. And I want to say that I'm an example of that, because, I mean, I don't have everything that somebody else on my tennis team has, but I'm working just as hard to be that person.
That's great stuff, Gavin. Thank you so much for those kind words. You take care. Yes, God bless
you. Good luck to you, buddy.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you all. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Gavin Schmidt, boy, great kid right there.
Yeah,
no doubt. He's going to go a long way.
Hey,
let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Adam Bate, UMS Wright boys golf coach. He'll be up next.
Charleston Gas Lantern's Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lantern's Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and we're broadcasting live today. Hang on. Turn it up, Charlie.
Boy,
I mean, you got Boss Gatch right there on a Saturday morning. Come on, man, from 1979. We are broadcasting live today from our Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room. And, man, glad to be here. Glad you're on board with us as well. As today we are dedicating the show to Vic Knight, longtime friend who passed away last Saturday at the age of 62, battled cancer for quite some time. So, keep his family in your thoughts and prayers for sure. But let's go to our Pops communication line and welcome in the boys and girls, the boys golf coach at UMS Wright, Adam Bame, on the line with us. Adam, how you doing? And congratulations, Coach.
I'm good. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Adam, man, it's good to have you on, buddy. And I just want to congratulate you on your state championship win there in 5A. Tell us a little bit about the tournament and about your team and what it took to win that state championship this year.
Well, I'd be happy to, Mark, but I know you know all about that, so congratulations to you. That's great to see Cole go out on top. Yeah. You know, the river course, it's funny. It was pretty bittersweet for me. That's where I won my first in 2016. It's a very challenging golf course. It's very tight. There's 14 holes of waters in play. So game plan is key. And we spent 2 days up there prior to the tournament learning how to play the golf course. And it shows that if you prepare well, these kids respond well. And, it was a tough test, but the boys played fantastic. So, great scores all around in every classification. It looked like overall just another great tournament and great job by the AGA and AHSAA.
You know, it's kind of bittersweet in a lot of ways for us guys at UMS Wright, because this is a great way for Adam to go out. We hate to see him go out, but he and Tricia are going to Cincinnati. And Adam, I just can't even begin to tell you how much you have elevated the program, where Todd had taken it to a spot, and you have just elevated it and taken it to another high. There's got to be some memories that you get to reflect on, and I know this state championship is special, but as you look back on from 2016 to 2022, special memories, things that really stand out for you as the golf coach at UMS Wright.
Well, there's a lot of them, and I'll just tell you a couple. In 2017, we went to Grand National to play a very, very talented Aniana team, which had three eventual D1 commits. They were all extremely talented, and they had a fourth who could give them a score to take. So we knew very well it was going to be a challenge. And we rose to the challenge and shot four under par as a team in the first round and ended the tournament day one, shot 284, and it was over. Just an awesome memory there. And then this year is going to be probably one of my favorites. Will Howard being a senior and such a standout athlete at UMS, and not to win a blue map until his last competition his senior year is something special. So those are two of my favorite. And I'm glad you mentioned Todd, Rick, because the one congratulations I didn't get was from Todd Morris, because I tied his fifth state championship record. I know it's probably just an oversight, but I just thought I'd bring that up.
That's awesome. You know, I tell you what, Adam, one of the things that I want to tell you, I've told Rick this on many occasions, is as other coaches from around our area and around the state, you know, I've always felt very good about, you know, picking up the phone and asking your advice about things. And you've always, always been willing to just step right up and say, tell me whatever I could that could help our program or help what we were doing. And I just want you to know, I think that is one of the most important things that we don't think about in coaching anymore, is about how we help one another. And you are the epitome of that guy, and I appreciate it.
Well, you know, thanks for saying that. I've always been, or tried to be, and I don't even think about it. Kevin Watson's become a good friend of mine at Fairhope, and he's the first to pick up the phone and call me and say, here's the rule situation, what do we do? Here's the thing qualifying, how do I proceed, or whatever. And I just love helping these guys. You all are my friends, and it's my pleasure to do what I can with, you know, past knowledge and help. So I appreciate you saying that.
You know, when I look at this team and I look at the scores and you look at improvement, you look at little John Stubbs, and he's still a little guy to me, and I know he's growing up, but he shoots 79 the first day, comes back and shoots a 73 the second day. And Thomas Crane, he's a heck of a little basketball player, shoots 77 the first day, comes back and shoots 74 the next day. These kids just played great really the whole year for you, Adam.
It was a team effort all year. Every single tournament, everyone competed and everyone contributed. You mentioned John Stubbs. He's had his struggles, and he made a 15-foot putt on 18 the first day for 79. And then the second day, he's 3 over after 5 holes. He's distraught. He feels like he's letting his team down. I talked to him on number 6 tee, and he makes a birdie there, makes a phenomenal par on 7. He birdies 11, 12, and 13, I believe,
yeah.
to go to 2 yeah. under. I mean, the kid just rose to the occasion. I'm so proud of him. And Thomas Crane, the yeah. same way. He struggled on the front. He missed a birdie putt on 9. He turned it 2 over. I looked him in the eye, and I said, we need to win this. I need you to get home where you are or one better, and he did.
That's great.
They're talented kids, and they did not want to lose. So
yeah,
it was fun to watch.
Well, and you know, you mentioned Will, and of course, Ken Brown and Max Johnston, those guys, and even little Parker Crabtree, who's going to be a really good golfer yeah. one day. I can tell you that. So, but Adam, we've only got about 30 seconds here. I want to tell you from all of us, all the coaches at UMS, just have utmost respect for you and the job that you've done and the character that you display and the leadership that you have exhibited with our young people. I couldn't be happier that our kids had the opportunity to play for a man with such strong character and leadership as you, and you will always be a big part of UMS Wright Golf.
Well, thank you for saying that. Everyone will be dearly missed by my family, so I appreciate it very much.
You take care, and we'll stay in touch. I promise you that, because I know absolutely. Your golfing is not over.
No, absolutely. So.
You take care. Give our love to Patricia here.
Take care.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, you're talking about a special guy, guys. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, this guy is a guy that he's it's all about those kids.
And, you know, and you're right, Rick, and it absolutely is. And one more memory wish we had a little bit more time, is I wanted to tell him how much I appreciate him getting that tournament, the David Miller Memorial tournament done every year. It's one of the best tournaments in the state of Alabama. It goes for a great cause by a great young man. And, you know, Adam is instrumental in making all that happen. So I hope it continues.
Tell you what, hour one, boy, it was packed. It was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Hour two, straight ahead. When we come back, Roger Breedland is going to be with us. We got a lot going on in this next hour. Don't go anywhere. You got to tune in right here to Prep Sports Report on PSR Radio Network.
It's time for the Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lessiter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of the Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lessiter. Glad to have you on board with us. A big hour of PSR coming directly at you.
You know, when you think about automobiles and you think about how the three of us drive so very carefully, you're a driver's ed instructor. Randy drives all over the place. I don't know where I'm going half the time. But, you know, sometimes we have little fender benders, or sometimes we have major collisions. And if you do have an automobile that has been in a collision, we ask you to give our friends at Premier Collision a call, 251-478-4500. They're located at 1165 Sledge Drive in Mobile, Alabama. Give our buddy Chris Garris a call, and I promise you, he will do everything he can to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Guys, I'm going to tell you, one of the really, truly inspirational, motivational events that I've attended in years past are events that Roger Breedland has been a part of, the Truth Concerts, the Voices of Mobile. And coming up in June, we've got June 16th and 17th, we've got the 50th reunion of Truth. And this morning, we are so excited to have both Jason Breedland and his dad, Roger Breedland, on the line with us. And the hard thing here, guys, is trying to keep one of them talking at a time, because they'll both want to talk because they get so fired up about this stuff. But we're going to talk. First of all, Roger, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Well, good morning. I'm happy to be with you, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, we're excited about it. And Jason, our first time to chat with you, but of course I've seen you on stage and know of your deep faith, and we're so excited to have you as part of PSR this morning.
Thank you. So good to be with you guys.
Jason, tell us just a little bit about what we've got going on June 16 and 17, because I think you're kind of the ringmaster here. You're kind of getting everything going and getting it started, and we sure do appreciate that. But kind of give us a rundown of what we've got going on June 16 and 17 here in Mobile.
Absolutely. It's the 50th reunion is something we've been talking about for several years, but like many other things over the last 2 years, COVID affected our ability to really confirm dates and try to gather the hundreds of Truth alumni from all across the country. And so we finally decided last fall that we just couldn't wait any longer. So we chose Father's Day weekend because for all of us, my dad has been a father figure in ministry and life. And so we're taking 2 days, 16th and 17th, a Thursday and a Friday, to kind of celebrate and honor my mom and dad, and to also remember the Truth alumni and the great music that Truth gave the church and the world for 31 years on the road. So Thursday night is a banquet for the alumni. So there'll be several hundred Truth alumni coming in on Thursday. That will be at the Mobile Marriott down by Beller Mall. But we really felt strongly that we needed to do something to invite the public to, not just a private event. So Friday night is a concert. It's open to the public. Tickets are available. It's going to be hosted at Cottage Hill Baptist Church, which is also appropriate. That was our home church, the Breland family, for many years. That's where we grew up. And it's a large enough space to invite the community to come. And so it's going to be an incredible night because the music is wonderful, but many of the artists that Truth fans will remember through the years, like For Him, Natalie Grant, Russ Lee, Alicia, Jody McBrayer, Dick and Mel Tun. I mean, the list goes on and on, plus all of the band members, the brass section. So it's just going to be a phenomenal night of music, and we're not going to want it to end, but we want the public to come and be a part.
You know, Roger, this has got to be something that is just warms your heart, because so many of these children that were children, young people that just grew into the ministry that you guys had, it's amazing to me the difference that this group has made throughout this country, and not only the United States, but throughout the world. And this has got to be very heartwarming for you, Roger.
Well, very much so, Rick, because, you know, we made a lot of music in 31 years, and I've been with Voice now for 19 years. So, I've recorded 100 albums. Some of them I wish I had not recorded, but I have recorded 100 albums. We've had a lot of music out there over the years, and even had a few number ones. But, you know, when you come right down to it, as a family, we're not going to really talk about the songs as much as we're going to talk about what happened on the bus, and you know, in this situation, and that's what was funny here. What happened to us overseas when we're in South America? Funny thing that happened in Europe, or something that happened in up Alabama. Those are the things that the reunion will be talking about, because they're all musicians. They talk music all the time. But in this opportunity for us, especially on Thursday night, it's going to be about not the music. It's going to be about the people.
Right, right. Well, and Jason, we've only got a couple of minutes here. I know this is going to be the baddest horn section that people have probably ever heard. I'm talking about just dynamic. I'm really excited about that, Jason.
It's going to be the baddest and the biggest. If you can imagine brass players lined up across the stage. And Truth featured horns for so long. So we're putting together, Greg Wiggins was our music director for many years. On the road, and he's now at the university, and he and other arrangers are putting together just medleys of all of these great songs and these great musical moments. And a lot of these musicians went, you know, on after Truth to become some of the best studio musicians in the country. And so they've played on music that people have been listening to for years. It's going to be an incredible gathering of musicians. So people need to go online, and they need to get tickets, and they need to attend.
You know, I can remember you guys being in Sylacauga, Alabama, at First Baptist Church, And one of my classmates ended up being a part of Truth. And Donna was such a sweet, sweet, sweet young lady. But she ended up marrying another guy that she married a guy that was a part of the band with Truth. And they now live in Nashville. And, of course, that is what he does for a living. And so many stories that you could tell about the family of Truth. But we, again, Jason, if you'll tell us the dates and everything that our listening audience needs to know, because we want as many people to be there as have the opportunity to be there.
Absolutely. The concert is Friday night, June 17 at 7 p.m., Cottage Hill Baptist. General admission tickets are $15 a piece, and all proceeds go to the construction of a building in the future on the University of Mobile's campus that will house the Roger Breland Center for Performing Arts. So it's a great vision, and it's a great investment. But eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com, and if you search Truth Reunion, the concert will pop up. Hit the green ticket button and just choose Friday night's concert, and that's how you get tickets, eventbrite.com.
Thank you so much. And, Jason, we're going to be in touch with you a little later on. I know Roger's going to be on the road, but we're going to touch base with you a little bit later on and redo this and let people know how to get in touch with you folks. But, Roger, in closing, I want to tell you how much you've meant to so many people's lives. And as a director of Truth and sharing God's message through song, and it's been a blessing not only to me and my family but thousands of others, and I want you to know how much we appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate so much you, Rick, and your program, and it's amazing what God will do with an old boy graduating from Liger High School, and it was a really bad thing. But I'm thankful for you and your staff there and the wonderful job you do, and thank you for the opportunity to share today.
Both of you guys, take care. God bless, and look forward to seeing you on June 16 and 17, guys.
God bless.
Take care. All right, that's Roger Breland and his son Jason. And I'm telling you, folks, I know there's many, many people in our listening audience that have been a part of Truth concerts, and this is going to be something special. Really excited about it.
It sounds like it. That's definitely want to be there on June the 16th, June the 17th. All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, hey, we got to talk some baseball.
Yep.
We got to do it. Yep. All right, don't go anywhere. Yep. More PSR right after this.
Welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
And we certainly welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster. Glad to have you on board with us. Tell you, it's been a fun first hour, and this hour is almost gone as well. Hey, let me throw in a shameless plug.
Please,
Coach?
Please do.
Be sure to join me tomorrow, 11 a.m., for Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. We are going to be at Kraft Farms tomorrow for our GCGA event. Coach, I know you'll be there. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, there ain't
we've
no
got
fun.
About 100 players right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, be sure and join us. We'll have fun. Matt Brandt's going to be with me. Okay, he's going to sit in. Coach, I know you're going to jump in for a minute. So you never know. We'll talk a little bit about Kraft Farms, about Peninsula, a lot going on in the world of golf. We'll get you caught up on all the leaderboards and all that. But right now it is time to talk a little high school baseball around the state. And let's start out with Class 1A, Coach.
Yeah, in Class 1A. And Mark, you have had the opportunity to get to know Jeff Haig very well.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jeff was one of ours at Daphne High School, one of our baseball players. But what a great job he's done over at Bayshore. And they'll go to Oxford starting Wednesday, and they will play Lindsay Lane. Now, you know what, Mark? I think between myself and you, we know just about every high school in Alabama.
That's a new one.
I don't know where Lindsay Lane is.
I've never seen it before this year.
Never. Never. And
I saw it in golf last week. They were in a golf tournament.
Is that in Madison?
It's up there in North Alabama.
It's in North Alabama.
Yeah.
I think it's in Athens.
Athens, that's exactly where it is.
I think it's in Athens.
Okay. That's exactly where it is.
All right. Well, Lindsey Lane has had a heck of a year in sports. And they play Bayshore. We don't have the times yet, but they're going to Chocolaco State Park in Oxford, which is a beautiful facility.
Well, I hear that thing's unbelievable.
Oh, man, if you ever jump on the interstate like you're leaving Oxford and going to Atlanta.
Yeah. Was it on Interstate 20?
It's right there.
That's another example of a city getting behind their high school and creating this big park that now becomes a venue for other high schools to come to, and people go, man, this is something else here in Oxford, Alabama.
It's something. You know? It wouldn't surprise me to see that part become part of the rotation for the SEC softball tournament one year. It's something special. It is really something special. Kudos to our friends up in Oxford that have done that, Mark. Great point there. But Oxford is a sports town forever and ever. I go all the way back to those guys when they were running the wishbone in high school football. And, boy, you talking about somebody that, they would get after you in football, baseball, everything. In 2A, G.W. Long is going to play Decatur Heritage. G.W. Long, of course, they have a storied high school baseball tradition. And all those Miller boys that were there. And, of course, Kevin Raley was the head coach there. And, boy, you talking about baseball. They play some baseball down at G.W. Long. And so in 2A, G.W. Long versus Decatur Heritage. In 3A, what should be a really good series, Trinity Presbyterian out of Montgomery. Kenny Whittle retired last year. They got a new baseball coach in. Goodness gracious, what can he do? He goes to the state finals in his first year. It's an inaugural year. He's leading them to the state championship, and they'll play a really good team in Piedmont.
They will. And you think, those two teams are really going to get after each other, play each other hard. Trinity's one of those schools, I remember watching them play last year, where it's no – showboating, no flash. They come out there on that field and they play baseball. Yeah. They play it hard, and they get it. And that's the kind of teams that worry me, because you never know if they're winning or losing.
Yeah,
because they play the same way every single time, and that's a difficult thing to deal with. So yeah, good job for both schools. Of course, we know all about Piedmont. I'm going up there this summer to visit Coach Steve Smith and see how they do. Some things they do at Piedmont.
He ain't going to tell you nothing.
Well, he's going to let me watch their summer weight program.
Okay. But he ain't going to tell you nothing about football.
Nothing about football.
I promise you, Steve.
I know that.
That's a great – you'll enjoy that trip. I can promise you that. And, hey, let me tell you what they do. They start those kids in second, third, and fourth grade. They're doing it the Piedmont way in football, baseball, basketball.
That's another thing. I was talking to somebody this week about Piedmont. It's another place where the city of Piedmont decided years ago, we're going to get behind. This is not an affluent neighborhood.
No.
It's a very rural area. Right. Hard-working folks there.
Yeah.
Good people. And they work hard to make their school the best one in the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
And they have made a concerted effort to do that. And so they upgraded facilities. They have a plan and for all of their sports. And their kids all come through. They all do the same weight training program.
Right.
Boys, girls, everybody. And look at what they do. They're tough in everything that they play.
I'm telling you.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
And don't think that that academics take a back door to anything.
No, sir.
That is priority at Piedmont. That's something that
they put an investment in the school, not just the athletics, in the school, period.
Right. Then in 4A, we had Tally Haynes on last week. Great interview, by the way, guys. Tally Haynes and Mobile Christian will play Etowah. You know, Mark, we always thought, for years now, we've thought that Gadsden City would dominate that area. But they hadn't. They combined all these schools and made one.
Just can't figure it out.
And now look, Etowah, which is right there in their backyard, Etowah is playing for a state championship against Mobile Christian in 4A baseball.
You know what? I want to congratulate Tally Haynes and that bunch.
Oh, man.
What a you talk about a tough. To go to Gordo and sweep Gordo.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what sport you're playing when you go to Gordo.
Everything closes. The city just shuts down. Everybody can come to one place because they're all there.
Yeah.
They're all going to come. They love their high school there in Gordo. And for Mobile Christian to go up there and win two games in a row, whoo, that's a big deal. Big deal for Mobile Christian.
You know, I can remember early 1980s. We're sitting in Montgomery. and Larry Blakeney's sitting there. And Larry Blakeney starts telling us stories about his hometown. And I'm just sitting there just glued to every word he's saying, because he's talking about a community that everything revolves around that high school. Everything. I didn't know Larry Blakeney was from Gordo until he started telling those stories and about how their football, baseball, basketball, every sports team, the city was, man, that's who we are.
That's it.
That's exactly who they are.
You know who my high school football coach was? John Meadows.
John Meadows.
John Meadows coached at Gordo High School.
I didn't know Coach Meadows coached at Gordo.
Because he'd tell us, he'd say, boys, and I'm going to tell you about Gordo High School.
Go on.
We had a free safety. His last name was Bird, and I'm going to tell you, he looked like a bird. But he hit you like a Mack truck. I won't ever forget that speech. One day. Talking about Gordo, and I've always thought, oh, my God, that must be the toughest people on the planet.
One of the best high school football games I've ever seen. 2015.
Yeah,
2015.
Lord, yep. Have mercy.
That was a good one. Then in 5A, Russellville is going to play Hopeville. Now, a lot of people don't know where Hopeville is. Hopeville's in Slapout, Alabama. Slapout, Alabama, right there on Lake Jordan.
We know somebody from Slapout.
And you know how Slapout got its name, right?
Well, you might need to tell that story. I'm not going to.
Well, there was one little gas station,
little
grocery
store. Yeah.
Okay. You'd go in there and they'd say, you got any milk? Nope, we slap out. How about some bread? Nope, we slap out. Slap out. There you go.
Somehow we got to get back on baseball.
That's funny.
That's funny, Randy.
I can remember umpiring baseball up there and a little old bitty kid running around chasing foul balls just to get a bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
Well, he's making enough money now he can buy a popcorn factory.
Sure.
That would be one Kirby Smart.
Kirby
His
Smart.
Daddy's son, he was the head coach at Hopeville.
Yep.
And that darn Kirby, he chased foul balls. I'm telling you, he'd fight you.
I'm going to get me something
to eat. He did. All right, in 6A, Hartsell's going to play the winner of the Pelham-Hillcrest game today. Pelham and Hillcrest will play at 1 o'clock today, and I believe that's in Tuscaloosa. In 7A, Hewitt-Trussville. There you go, Mark.
Yep.
That's where you cut your teeth. Hewitt-Trussville will play the winner of the Auburn-Central-Phoenix City game. And their first pitch is going to be at noon. So 6A and 7A, that's the only two that we hadn't decided as of airtime here on PSR. But, boy, that's going to be a fun week in Oxford, I can tell you that. That's going to be some really good baseball on a beautiful facility. And they're also going to go in baseball. They're going to go up to Rudy Abbott Field at Jacksonville State University and play some of the games up there as well, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump up the road.
Yeah.
So that's going to be something exciting there in high school baseball. So, and of course, now we're finishing up soccer today. We're finishing
right.
up today.
Right.
So we've got some pretty interesting things.
You got softball.
Yeah, we do have softball. It's going to be at Oxford, at that big park, too, at Chocolaco. And, you know, one person I want to talk about, and we hadn't talked about this young lady, but Peyton Grantham over at – she's at Robertsdale, but she played at Daphne, and then she went on and played at the University of Alabama. But Peyton and one of her teammates, Alexis Osorio, are now coaching at Robertsdale. And Robertsdale has got a pretty good little tradition about high school softball. And, Randy, you've even got a niece that's playing there.
And she's pretty doggone good.
Well, they got a lot of good players, and they're going to be there. I think they've already qualified to go to Oxford. So, I'm mighty proud of Peyton Grantham, and we're going to try to get her on here next week if we can. But, a lot of softball going on, but we don't know who Hall is qualified as of now.
Correct.
I think Fairhope is qualified, if I'm not mistaken. They've qualified. But we'll try to get that to you maybe after the break. We can see if we can find some more area teams that are in that.
Yeah, and Coach, I do want to mention, turn to football real quick. A fellow you know very well, young man that passed away way too early.
Yeah.
From Prattville, Kevin Turner, his son.
Yeah. Yeah, Nolan. Nolan Turner, of course, had one offer when he graduated from Vestavia Hills High School. He had the invitation to walk on at the University of Alabama. Of course, Kevin played there. Kevin was on our 1984 state championship team at Prattville, went on and played for the University of Alabama, and, of course, played, 9 years in the NFL, most of those years with the New England Patriots, and he passed away with cancer got him.
Sure got him. Coach, we got to take a quick break. All right, don't go anywhere. More PSR right after this.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Now back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report as we're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room. Hang on, let's turn the – there you go.
Babies in the running around, hanging with the crowd.
Do it, boss.
Putting your business in the street, talking out loud.
Oh, my goodness.
How much you done spend?
This song is all about John Black.
That came out of left field.
No. I was going to add his compadre to it, but I'm not going to do that.
No.
But this is John Blackman's song, I'm telling you. You just got to listen to the word. And it's all about the white rat doing his thing all over Central Alabama.
There you go, Charlie. You did the right thing.
Thanks,
just cut it off. Just cut it off right
there.
No doubt about it. Oh, my goodness. What a mess.
Boy.
What a mess we're in. Sean, I'm sorry you had to walk into this. We want to welcome you back to PSR. Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, Sean Esfahani Jr. here with us. And, Sean, man, we love this Genesis Room. This is a man cave that just about every man would want at his house.
And we get a lot of compliments from the women, too.
There you go.
You know, sure. We had them in mind when we put this thing together. Yeah, really, really cool room. Due for a little bit of an upgrade here soon. We did this about 10 years ago, but still looks fantastic with all the use we've got out of it. We're real proud of it, but I think here in the next year or so, we're going to make some improvements here.
I can tell you every Saturday morning during football season, we'll be right here. Yes, sir, Coach.
That is correct. No doubt about that.
We want to be at Luxury. We want to be at Toyota, but let's just go ahead and put it.
Yeah, they do the Kirk Herb Street,
exactly.
The whole gang, you know. We can just kind of have
the problem, Sean, the problem you're going to have is once that happens, we may not leave.
That's okay. that is fine with me.
Oh, funny story about this room. Terry Bell and I walked in here one day, and there were two ladies sitting in here.
Yeah.
Now, all of these TVs were on a soap opera. Different soap operas. And those two women were sitting here watching four or five different soap operas.
That's impressive.
I love it.
Terry said, Coach, I don't think we need to be in here. We walked out of here. This is something. I'm just telling you.
You got to talk about, you got a neat little ride sitting outside.
The GV80. I think the one that we got in the showroom, there's a third row version of it, a two row version of it, 3.5 turbo, 2.5 turbo. They're great rides. I was playing with one the other day. As you know, I've been over at the Luxury Store for the better part of a year. And I've tried to not pay too much attention to the Genesis because they really are nice, but we haven't been kind of given the freedom to sell them over there. So I just kind of played them down. And I got in one of them. I'm like, man, this screen is like 2 feet long in the dash.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I see why these guys like been selling them like crazy. So it's been a lot of fun. We sold 14 or 15 pre-owned ones last month, 21s and 22s. And the new rep for Hyundai came in and was like, well, where are the new ones? It's like, well, where are the new ones? You know, we have to go find all these 2022s everywhere. Like, where are you finding them from? We're like, everywhere you can think of, sir. So working on getting some more new ones in. But, they're pretty cool. Hyundai's expanding the lineup, too. They're going to have more into the electrification. It's a tongue twister. And then more of the hybrid type vehicles over the next couple of years. So they got a full size SUV, GV90, which is even bigger than that. It's the size of a Range Rover Yukon almost.
Right.
And man, that thing is it's pretty looking. So it's the official golf cart of Tiger, or official vehicle of Tiger Woods.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
And just don't do 80 when you're making a turn.
Hey, but no. Thank God he's okay and he's safe playing again. That officer that spoke when he said the car saved his life, basically,
right. Yep.
We were like, boom, all the Genesis were gone.
Yeah.
You know, so if it was a very elaborate PR stunt by Tiger Woods, you know, to just shoot the Genesis pre-orders through the roof, or if the officer was sponsored that did that report, thank you, Tiger's okay. But, it was amazing how many cars sold after that.
Yeah, that could have been a lot worse.
Absolutely. But,
well, one other thing, too, and I want to tell you, if you're out there and you're riding around and you're listening, you want to bring your car, you want to sell your car. You and your wife have decided we're going to sell our car. Don't put it out in your yard. Bring it right up here to the Hyundai campus, to the Toyota Hyundai campus. They'll buy it from you.
Absolutely, yeah.
They will buy it from you.
Actually, we started doing – we turned that into just a 100% purchasing center,
right.
And an intake center for the cars that we have purchased out of state. And, you know, I was a little at first, you know, I was like, okay, how busy is it going to be? I mean, they buy 5, 6, 7 cars a day from just our area.
Yeah.
So they're doing a great job. They're doing a little promoting on Marketplace. So you're getting those types of vehicles.
Yeah.
And we take everything. I mean, we have the means to, even if it's not a car that's, you know, one that we would sell here, you know, we still have the means to get them on auction, to post them so
right.
we can get them off your hands. And we try to give everyone a fair, you know, deal. We never know exactly what car is going to bring what, but we're open for that. And, you know, at our luxury store, we offer consignment for some of those higher line cars too.
Right.
So, you know, we try to check all the boxes and anything auto related here in this corner.
Well, you don't have to put it in the yard anymore.
Uh-uh.
You can bring it right here to the Toyota Hyundai campus is what I call it. And they will buy your car and give you fair market price for it. I can tell you that.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Coach, you got soccer going on.
Yeah, we do have soccer going on. The 1A, 3A girls, Trinity Presbyterian again. Trinity wins the 1A, 3A. The 1A, 3A boys, Bayside Academy wins that. Ty, the older senior. Luke won the golf.
Yep. Luke was number three in golf.
Right.
Overall, he was on the state championship golf team. And his brother Ty was MVP of the soccer game last night for the state championship in 3A. And
you talking about Ty Ferguson.
That's Jamie Ferguson, our athletic director and head soccer coach. That's his boys.
Yep.
And it was a really neat night for Coach Ferguson and his family.
Yeah.
Hey, he was a pretty doggone.
He's pretty
good soccer
himself.
Player himself.
I still think he can play a little bit.
Yeah.
He's pretty athletic.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Coach.
4A, 5A boys, Indian Springs, wins soccer there. Of course, that's in Birmingham. It's over around where it is for you folks in Birmingham. I know you know it's over close to Montclair Baptist Hospital right there in Birmingham. 4A, 5A girls, Indian Springs plays East Limestone. Today, 6A girls, Northridge and Homewood play at noon. And 6A boys, Pelham and Mountain Brook play at 10 a.m. this morning. 7A girls, Fairhope. Fairhope plays Spain Park at 10 a.m. And then 7A boys, Daphne plays Oak Mountain today at noon. So we've got two 10 o'clock games and then two noon games in 6A and 7A. That's pretty cool now that we've got Daphne and Fairhope playing in the 7A finals. That's pretty cool. Playing two teams from Birmingham, Spain Park and Oak Mountain. So
good schools.
They are. That's right. We're very blessed down here in our part of Alabama to have really, really outstanding soccer programs going. Where 10, 12, 15 years ago, it was just kind of mediocre, to be honest with you.
Coach, we only got about a minute left in this segment, all right? And I got a little press release that came out earlier this week. Had your name attached to it. You got a new show coming up. Tell us all about it.
We do, and really excited about it. And Mike Grace over in Atlanta had called me and said, Rick, Clark Stewart and I have had this dream for a long time of having a high school sports show daily, and it just covers high school sports in the state of Alabama, from Mobile to Huntsville, from Auburn to Tuscaloosa, and all parts in between. We're going to do that this summer. We're going to kick it off on July the 4th, and that's a Monday, and I know it's a holiday, but that's when Mike and Clark, who are the ramrods of this, I'm just a facilitator, and we're just going to talk high school sports. We're going to cover every aspect of high school sports in the state of Alabama, and you two guys better get ready because you're going to frequent it. I can promise you. But we're excited about it.
Let's really look at Sean, too. Sean, yeah. You better get ready.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
I want Sean to be a part of it. And that's something that we can include in everything that we're doing because they are a vital part
sure.
of high school sports, have been since the day this place opened.
There's no doubt about that.
Mr. Esfahani, Sean Esfahani said, Coach, as long as that shows people want it on the air, Eastern Shore Toyota is going to be a part of it. Man, it's just been so amazing to us. We're excited about it. Inside High School Sports. It's going to be.
And that's going to be from 10 to 11.
10 to 11.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Yep. And
now, how will folks, where will they go to?
Well, and that's to be determined. Okay. That's Mike Grace and Clark Stewart, and let them determine that. I don't know all the missing parts in there, but where I know we're going to be on, they're saying anywhere maybe from 10 to 15 stations throughout the state of Alabama.
Congratulations. So
that'll be good.
We're excited about it. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, congratulations on that. All right. Hey, look, man, time is just flying by. When we come back, the Grace segment. Arch got one for you. You won't want to miss it. PSR rolls on right after this.
This segment of the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, earlier this week, I got a text message from my compadre sitting here, Rick Cleveland, and it was a Bible verse, Philippians 10 through 20. I'm going to take out just verse 13. It says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Yeah. And, you know, God gives us strength, gives me strength. I don't know about the rest of y'all. All I can tell you is what happens to me. He gives me strength through different ways. Prayer, just straight prayer, just me and him talking. He gives me strength through my wife and my family. They guide me. You know, I'm supposed to be the leader, right? The spiritual leader, whatever. They teach me today. My wife teaches me every day something about what it is to deal with or handle or whatever. He also gives us strength through the people we love and care about, our friends, who we know. He gives me that strength. I know what to do today. I didn't know at one time. I thought I had all the answers. I don't know about y'all, but I've always thought that for years and years and years, my daddy didn't know anything. My mama didn't know anything. Nobody around me knew more than I did. I mean, I was master of the universe. Yeah. You know, everybody woke up thinking about Mark Lasseter when I woke up. That's not necessarily the way it is, you know. Regrettably, you know, I could fix this place, but no, I'm kidding. I think about what God has placed in my life. And there have been things that in my life that have been very, very difficult. And he gave me strength to get through it in different ways. Through prayer. Through advice. I finally learned to listen and say, I need help. I asked Rick for advice this week on something. Just something I needed him to talk to me about. God gave me strength through my friend. And made a difference in my life. Made me realize some things in my life that are true and real. What's real and what's not. Because we have sometimes a picture of what is out there in our world that may not necessarily be true. That grass isn't always greener. You know, it's just not. And I've told y'all the story all the time. I get a kick out of riding down the road and seeing that cow with his head stuck. He's in the field, and he's got his head stuck through that barbed wire fence eating grass on the other side. He thinks it's greener. It's just as green on the other side of that fence. But it looked greener to him, I reckon. But all I'm saying is that there's certain times that we have to have – there's got to be – this kid we talked to today, Gavin Schmidt.
Yeah.
God gave that kid strength. Not the strength to be an athlete. He gave him the strength to want to become an athlete. To want to do what it took to be an athlete. That kid played baseball with one leg. And it didn't deter him a bit. He's going to fish at college on a scholarship because he would not be denied. God gave him the strength to do. He gave him the inner strength, the strength inside of him. He gave his mom and daddy the strength to make a very difficult decision when he was a baby, whether to keep that leg or to amputate it, you know, because of the disease that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid, what a testament he is just to the human spirit, if nothing else. So as I was thinking about today and thinking about what we were talking about, I think about all these things that I have seen in this week. I stood on the 18th, stood on the number one tee box at River Golf Course Tuesday morning with our senior Cole Camiotti, the last time I ever going to watch this kid play for us. And his daddy takes a picture behind me, Craig did, and sent it to me. Well, you know, y'all all know how I can be. I can be emotional. And this was important. I mean, I've been with Cole now for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, he's been right there. He is a kid that, you know, and man, what a great job. And I got to watch him, birdie 18. His last putt of his high school career, he birdies it. The first person that meets him coming off that green is his mama. Man, I mean, my heart was in my throat watching these things unfold.
Yeah.
I saw Coach Ferguson last night hugging his son after his son scored the winning goal to win the state championship in his last game he's ever going to play for his dad.
Wow.
You know, and I'm thinking about, wow, where does all this come from? It comes from the strength that God has given every single one of us if we're just willing to say, help me, and listen, and realize that we're not the master of the universe.
Amen.
We don't have it figured out. I don't care if you've got more money than anybody on this planet, or if you're a guy who has to work as hard as he can just to make ends meet.
Yep.
It doesn't make any difference. We are not in control. God gives us strength. He gives me strength every day to do what I'm supposed to do. Rick sent us another thing this week. Talking about, go ahead, Randy.
I was going to read that real quick because I thought it was awesome.
Read it.
It says, if you think you've blown God's plan for your life, rest in this. You, my friend, are not that powerful.
Yes.
I thought that was awesome.
It is awesome. That's what made me think about the master of the universe thing. We're not that guy. I'm not that guy.
Rick, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I needed that. I'm going to be honest with you. I needed that.
I need to include Sean on some of those because he's
– Absolutely.
You're a leader, and that's something. Mark, thank you for that. As I sat here and listened to that, and I think about what you've been through this week and the things that Randy's going through with a new restaurant, and really he doesn't slow down, never stops. I mean, I told Tracy last night, I said, you know, I just want to go pick him up. Put him in my truck, strap him down so he cannot move.
Please. I'm begging you.
Then with what you've been through this week is the excitement of winning a state championship and all of that. But then to have another situation come up in your life, we all have those struggles, and we don't realize that other people are going through those struggles. Sean's going through a lot of things that we don't have idea about running this business. I know his daddy. I know his daddy. I know how much this place means to him, and you are in my prayers daily. We were talking earlier. This program today is dedicated to Vic Knight and what Katie and the kids are going through. They need our support. We're talking about Sonny Callahan, and one of his granddaughters was one of my students. Dan Cushing is an attorney in Mobile. His wife, Sean, she's lost a family member. So I hope you'll be in prayer for those people. and you know, guys, being here, this place is becoming like a home. Remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you, Randy.
Amen. Thank you, Coach.
Take care. We'll see you same place, same time next week, right here on Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.